The past week saw a huge report on global warming trumpeted by the Obama administration and the proponents of global warming. And whenever global warming is discussed, the much proclaimed 97% of scientists agree that global warming is a man-made condition. Never say where that 97% figure comes from, though, do they? Well, they did a little research, and courtesy of the work of Lawrence Solomon, who, along with being executive director of Energy Probe, he's also author of the book The Deniers, he reveals where that 97% came from. It all comes from a 2009 online survey of 10,257 Earth scientists, which, by the way, counter that with the fact that there are over 31,000 scientists who have signed a petition stating they don't believe that global warming is a man-made condition. Anyway, these two clowns in 2009, they were from the University of Illinois, and they did a survey of 10,257 Earth scientists, which the results might not have been what they wanted, because in the end, they chose to highlight the views of what's called, in survey and poll taking, a subgroup of scientists. Now, how many of that 10,257 Earth scientists were in their subgroup? Grand total is 77. 75 of whom thought humans contributed to climate change. So that's where you get the 97% figure. 75 out of 77 equals the 97% that all the global warming pundits now proclaim as the gospel. And that's just a continuation of how exaggerations are made and statistics in the books are cooked in order to push an agenda, which has been clearly stated now, that the goal of the global warming proponent is to return emission levels in America to pre-industrial age levels. And if you don't have your calendar handy, that means the 19th century, which no economy can possibly exist with those limitations. You just ask the coal industry on that part. And this is simply a continuation. You can go back to the 70s. Books like Our Plundered Planet, The Population Bomb, 1972 study called Limits to Growth, all these exaggerations, baseless predictions of how in 20 years we were supposed to be out of food, industrial metals, other resources, all with an agenda in mind. And it's a dangerous one, too, because the environmentalists, if you look at the timeline, the environmentalists were born from what's called the humanist movement, which is very prominent from the 1950s through the 1970s. And moving further back in history, the humanist movement was born from the Nazis, with their shared goal being, if people get in the way of the planet, you restrict them. If they're still in the way, you exterminate them.